Let's rest upon our goodness. As you close our eyes, raise up your hands to the Lord. I'm praying for ourselves in this song. Holy Spirit, be my comfort. Holy Spirit, take control. Hallelujah. made it possible, it's impossible. He made it possible, it's impossible.
Ṣùgbọ́n àná ló fún ní ìkẹ́ni méjì nítorí
Adversary is the same name the Bible uses for the devil. Also provoked
answer.
For to make her fret. Because God has shut up her
womb.
And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked
her.
Therefore she wept and did not eat. And as he did so year by year, so this thing was timed. It's timed. The provocation from Penina was timed. Penina would do it when she went up to the house of the Lord. So she provoked her. Therefore, Anna wept. Dealing with the spirit of Penina. Who was Penina? She was the second wife of Elkanah. Penina will provoke Anna at the time the family will be going to meet God. So Penina and Anna are always well timed. So it has an agenda behind it. The agenda of Penina is to discourage Anna from going to the house of God, and if she goes there, for her to be miserable there. The agenda of Penina is that Anna will not enjoy a stay in the arms of God. But it's interesting to note that the Bible calls Penina Anna's
adversary.
Which means the same thing as Satan.
If
Anna had given in to Penina's attacks, she would have been too discouraged to go to church on the day God decided to visit her. That would mean that Samuel might never have been born. And so Anna would have missed a long awaited miracle. Listen to me very, very carefully this morning, beloved. The day you give up on God and say, I'm not praying again, I'm tired of everything.
Could
be the day scheduled on God's calendar for your breakthrough. Some meetings because you felt that God is too slow. To be the day God has chosen to take notice of your tears. To be the day you miss your visitation and the day you miss your Samuel. A woman was coming to our church many years ago when we were somewhere in Apure.
She
was asking for so many things. She was asking for food on the bush. She was asking for so many things. Everybody knew this woman in church. She got there earlier than everyone
else.
See her singing as she's doing it. And with any service, it is assumed that he is there. But one particular morning service, because in those days we used to have services at 5 a.m. in the morning every day of the week. Those kind of people have died at night, which is very sad. When they were morning, all of a sudden, there was a prophecy. And where is my daughter? Where is he now? I've come here to visit her today. And I brought multiple gifts for her to, in respect of what she has been doing in my house. Where is he? Have somebody tell me where she is now? The fight is written. The words that have come forth out of my mouth shall not come back to me void. But shall prosper in that which I have sent you. Since I cannot find my daughter so and so, I give this gift to somebody else. We look around. She didn't come. That was the day she wanted to come to church. And the devil went to her. So what are you doing? You as good as you are. Shoot the floor. Bring branches. What has that brought to me? I just sat down. And that was the day of visitation. Can you raise up your right hand, beloved?
No, what?
And shall be stronger than anyone around you.
Yes,
he
keeps the mind. No, let's hear.
And causes trouble. Anytime you are about to take a step for God, it will just come and there will be problems. What is the spirit of
bitterness?
It's for somebody to be absent on the day God decides to come to church to meet your needs.
Oh, the day you ask the need here alone.
It is a very, very serious matter.
Or Lagara.
In the early 30s,
there
were two men in this country, the western part of the country.
They
were both men of God. They were both prayer warriors. Both of them did 40 days dry fast. Both of them have been measured the power of God in their
lives.
Both of them were to be used by God to cause revival. They prayed like no man's business. They prayed until God came and said, okay, it's enough. It's enough. Both of you, go and meet with me at a particular time in 21 days
now.
When you get there, you don't need to pray. You just stay in that location. And my dew will fall upon you. And you shall be filled with uncommon power. Don't pray again. Just give me thanks. This man who had prayed and prayed for years for this, they rejoiced. They had 21 days to get to the location. Gave them 21 days notice. Gave them the date and the time.
There
was one fellow called Prophet Omotunde and another prophet again. They were the two asked by the Lord to gather them. But for some strange reason,
there
was only Prophet Omotunde that was on ground. When the Lord asked them to gather, for some strange reason, the other fellow got there, he did it. So when Omotunde was there, and the dew came in two portions, one meant for him, one meant for the other fellow. But as the other fellow was not there, the two dew, the tongue of the joined together at the top and fell on his
head.
And his anointing was uncommon. By the great apostle Joseph of Arimathea, used to call him Oga. Because of that, what was the spirit that took this person away? And it did not appear. These are matters for serious prayer, beloved. Sometimes God comes. He wants to meet somebody during the praise worship. He's chatting with his friend outside. Sometimes God comes. He visits somebody during the testimony service. But this busy man puff at only can junction
there.
Sometimes God comes to meet a person as they're sharing the grace. But because he was in a hurry to buy some money, they are cooking there, yet it's off. And you miss what God wants you to
do.
This is a very serious case.
Oh no, to labor alone.
Sometimes God comes. They say, I will meet with this person.
As if it was more bad in
time. on a particular weekday service.
Ni aarin ose ninu osu.
But is that weekday service?
Iko ni aarin ose ninu
osu. My friend is in party.
Aare ni ti ajo bi
to that place.
Awa lo be.
Why the angels come and wait?
Nigba ka be ni pa to duro.
For you to arrive.
Fun kode.
I'm not arriving. Just look around.
No.
We can't take this in back to
them.
To somebody else who did not ask for it. I pray that this morning, every power that makes you to miss when you should get your blessing will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. What is the spirit of Pegana?
It's
the internal blockers. Laughing at you at all.
Oh God,
what is with the Pegana?
Give me a new Pegana.
It's those looking down on you.
Oh, now don't put your hand in their wall.
Because you lack something they have.
You know it. You won't deal with what they are wanting.
So they're looking down on you.
Do not put your hand in their wall.
Spirit of Pegana.
And me Pegana.
What is with the Pegana?
Give me a new Pegana.
It is the spirit of heaviness.
Oh, there be who walk up.
Mind is so heavy.
Uh-huh.
Can't pray.
Uh-huh.
You can't say.
Uh-huh.
You can't rejoice.
Uh-huh.
What is the spirit of
Pegana?
It is a spirit of strategic type of trouble.
Uh-huh.
Strategic type of trouble.
Uh-huh.
What is the spirit of
Pegana?
Is the spirit of polygamous witchcraft.
Oh, then, you know
what,
eh?
What is the spirit of Pegana?
Is
the spirit of frustration.
Oh, then, diaphragm.
Frustration.
Ejaculate.
What is the spirit of Pegana?
Is
the spirit of strategic antagonism.
Oh, then,
strategic war. What is the spirit of
Pegana?
Is align your problems to dictate your service to God.
That's
the spirit of Pegana. I want you to understand this. When you align your problems or whatever you are doing to take away your service to God, this spirit moves in. But the major characteristic of the spirit of Pegana is discouragement. It is the spirit of discouragement. Discouragement is a terrible disease. Terrible disease. Sometime ago, I was sharing with you here. A brother had a problem. He cried and cried and cried. He said to sleep. And as he cried, he said to sleep. He had a dream. He saw Satan in the marketplace. Everybody was selling things in the market. He said that Satan too was selling things. He had prices for everything he was selling. Satan was selling hypertension, selling malice, he was selling thoughtlessness, selling wickedness. But the all these things, they were priced very low. But then there was an old equipment that was there, like an axe.
It
seems to have been used over and over and over and over again. That was the most expensive item that Satan was selling. So the brother asked Satan, why is this old worn out equipment? Why is this so expensive? Satan said you should look at the label. The brother looked at the label. He wrote discouragement. Satan has a dream. This is expensive. It's because with this weapon, I get my way into any life.
Oh, we went to Disney, if you want to play. Don't have that water here, and you can't. Oh, we do it, man.
And that practically every woman that has had this weapon used on them.
And if they open a table, when you don't do it, you say, they do it.
And that only few.
And if they are one here,
I'm able to resist it.
He wanted to do it.
When the brother woke up,
he was not able to eat.
He stopped crying.
You
refuse to be
placed.
So the major characteristic of the spirit of the inner is discouragement. It is sad, but it is true, beloved. Many of us actually wage war on ourselves. We wage war against ourselves. And then it's begin to complain. Somebody takes his wristwatch, then you watch the
camera.
And the fellow begins to look at it. And he says, I want to see what is wrong there. And you begin to use people to press the wristwatch. Then you distract yourself. You've taken it to the repair. But you refuse to let it go. You say you are giving the problem over to Jesus, but you are still carrying the load by yourself.
So
casting all your cares upon him, the Bible says. For he cared for you. If you take your family to the mechanic and then you are disturbing the family, you don't allow him to work, how will he prepare it for you? So many of us downgrade ourselves continually and allow the spirit of discouragement to take over our lives. Discouragement. It's just like the word disease. Disease. Lack of ease.
I mean, if I have
discouragement. Lack of courage.
I mean,
when you are discouraged, you don't get anything from God. And this is why, like David this morning, you must encourage yourself in the Lord. This morning, you must decide that the spirit of pain will not have a hold upon your life. As far as God is concerned, discouragement means you are dissatisfied with your past. And you are sorrowful because of your past. As far as God is concerned, discouragement means you distrust the future. You distrust the future. You don't think much will happen there. As far as God is concerned, discouragement means ingratitude for the blessing of yesterday. Means you are not interested in the opportunities of today. Because he said he can't put it for ashes, the oil of joy for morning, the garment of praise instead of the spirit of
emptiness.
As far as God is concerned, discouragement means you have insecurity regarding strength for tomorrow. You don't think your strength for tomorrow is secure. As far as God is concerned, discouragement means the spirit of impatience with time. As far as God is concerned, discouragement means immaturity of thoughts. As far as God is concerned, discouragement means unbelief in God. As far as God is concerned, discouragement means you are insulting God. When you are getting discouraged as a Christian, you are committing a sin which is being impolite to the Almighty. Encouragement causes hope. But discouragement brings hopelessness and despair. Discouraged people have a lot of loose ends to tie up. When they are sick, they are the first people to die. Because they keep up so easily. They go to when they are in the hospital. And somebody dies. So, which one killed that one? Discourage people, the one who is killed. Why you don't allow me to die? Just start screaming. I know something. She woke up. The devil woke up in the morning. As I said that. So now, review your life. You have 3 children. No husband. The last husband you married. Just ran away. Now, you didn't give me ceremony. 2 months ago. The father of that baby has escaped. So what are you living for? Okay, that is what you are going to do. That bottle of vinegar tablet there. Swallowed the bottle. End it all. And he took the bottle. I wanted to swallow. But as he was about to swallow it, the spirit came again. I said, before you swallow, strangulate this baby. So that she won't suffer after you have come. It was at that level. She had somebody screaming downstairs. Repent! For the kingdom of heaven is at that. That was what's
called.
She wanted to allow discouragement to snuff
out
her
man.
Discouraged people cry out, why is God on holiday? So this is all the spirit of Penina. Can you close your eyes again? And begin to bind and cast out every power and spirit of discouragement. Every arrangement of that spirit. The operation of that spirit. The plantation of that spirit. The root of the spirit. Begin to bind and cast it out. Lord, allow this thing to steal from you. Jesus is here.
Yes,
and his power is in this place. Open your mouth and begin to bind and cast it out. Jesus' name we pray.
Lorupo Jesu la gbadura.
The truth, beloved, is this.
Otito ibere ofe.
Doubt.
Iye leti
will always see obstacles.
Ama ari ikeno.
Faith.
Igbagbo
will see the way.
Ama ari ona.
So if you are a doubter.
To ba je oniye leti.
A scientific, a honest doubter like Thomas.
To je oniye leti bi Thomas.
Well, I'm not saying it didn't rise again from the dead.
I know, I did that.
But you guys are sinning.
I'm not sinning.
I dip my finger into that place where they punch the leg through. Thomas.
Thomas
was a doubter.
And
Jesus said to him,
Thomas,
because you see me, believe.
Blessed
are those that they are not
seeing.
When you begin to declare, I can't. What you are saying is that God can't. And when you begin to feed your doubt, your doubt will starve your faith. Discouragement, beloved, kills 10 human beings to everyone killed by typhoid, diabetes, or pneumonia. And discouragement will cripple somebody's achievements. But the truth about discouragement is this. It is a personal decision. Just like happiness is a personal decision. You can decide to be happy. And you can decide to allow somebody to make you unhappy. You can decide to be discouraged. It's a personal decision. You need to make a conscious decision that you will not be discouraged. Contrary to popular belief, no one can discourage you or let you discourage yourself. You can make a decision not to give into discouragement. Don't wait for someone to come and encourage you. Encourage yourself in the Lord. If you know that you need deliverance of the grasshopper spirit, you better go and pray that God should deliver you. Grasshopper spirit is the seed that says we can't do it, it's not possible, it's like can't, it's not achievable. If you need deliverance from the spirit of evil expectation, you better go for the deliverance. As you are sitting down there this morning, you may be passing to your personal testimony now. Paul and Silas passed through the same Gethsemane. They were not working for themselves, they were working for God. They have just ministered to a woman, and the woman has not been properly built up. Just when they come back, and they were going some other way, and they saw a vision come over to Macedonia and help us. That's why they went there. They went there on divine invitation. But how came and they arrived in town? When they grabbed
them,
the Bible says they laid many stripes on them, many. And then they dragged them on the floor. And then they put them into jail. But these are men who refuse to be discouraged. The Bible says, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sent praises to God.
Paul, you will see that one calling.
And the prisoners had them. And because of that, the earthquake of deliverance was released. That broke the chains of people. That's what the Bible says. Thou will teach him in perfect peace. He whose heart is stayed on
you.
You need to allow your heart to stay on God. What causes discouragement? Before we start praying, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. The research appeared that the priest Ahimelech's son. I bring me hither the ephod, and Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. And then he inquired, and the Lord said, shall I pursue after this troop? and he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover
all.
When your heart is encouraged, it's a condition to receive good news. A person will not hear good news with a discouraged spirit. After living that encouraged himself in the Lord, he now prayed with confidence. And he got a wonderful promise, a fantastic proclamation. But then you could never have had that if he had chosen to remain discouraged. So shall I pursue? Shall I recover? Yes. Pursue. Overtake. And recover. All because he encouraged himself in the Lord. Just one question. Beg your husband. I'm tired of begging the man. Keep begging. I'm tired of keep greeting this person without any response. Keep greeting. I'm tired of praying. Keep asking. Don't give up. I'm tired of laying hands on the same place. When they say those who want you, should lay hands. I always lay hands on the same place. Keep laying hands, because the next laying of hand will be the crumbling of the problem. All the laying of hands have been put in sins. Put in sins. They are creating internal termites inside the tent.
One fire come in the
tent. So one last blow like this is just. See all impossible situations as opportunities in disguise. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. The spirit of Pilina had destroyed so many
breakthroughs.
It has pulled a champion down to the level of the slave. It has upset heaven. It has made heavens to get angry with people. Because when God told Israel, God possesses the promised land. To go and fight their strength. No, but your God was to be fighting. But they didn't, they said, why they are giants. And everyone's got angry. But you are not good. Why do you fight? I want you to understand that as long as we allow this kind of spirit to direct our lives, and he will keep pushing us here and there. And David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Whatever you are going to do now,
oh, you
trouble is part of life. Unto every life, a measure of acidic rain is supposed to fall. Life is not a bed of roses. Life is not simple. And we have battles to fight. But if you allow this conflict to set in, you lose your battle before you even start. Rise up on your feet, man. Rise up on your feet. Rise up your feet. There are some prayers I want you to do. Seven of them. The purpose of these prayers is to deal thoroughly with stubborn situations. Situation that has and standing before children of God and boasting like
Goliath.
I want you to understand that as far as the Almighty is concerned, nothing is impossible. As far as the Almighty is concerned, it is the language of the doctors, the language of lawyers, the language of business who will say, ah, this is not possible, this is impossible, this cannot be done. And through the doctor that he said it cannot be done, by his medical training and by what you could see in his result, it's not possible. But there is another word that can overrule any medical condition. There's another word that has no respect for what man is saying. Jesus said to man, this is impossible.
Yes, we
but with God, are possible. This is a very serious matter. Very serious matter. I want you to understand the ability of our God. As when this service this morning now, there are two people in this service. Their wounds were removed. But they are standing right here as I'm talking to you now. The pregnancy. Whereas the wounds were taken out. So with God, all things are possible. The doctors who did the operation are saying, argue that it's not possible, it's not this, it's not that. But that's where God performs more than men. So this morning, brother, you try the doctors, doctors have failed. Why don't you go to church? You try the lawyers, lawyers have failed. Why don't you go to church? You try to use your intelligence, it has failed you. Why not give God a chance? You've tried to run around and look for people to support you, but your supporters are able to fight
you.
Why not give God a chance?
So
this morning, follow these seven prayers like a mad lion and watch the mountains crumble. The Bible says, who art thou, O great mountain? The first Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plague. If you believe that this morning, then shout this louder than anyone here. As many people as can cry out like black
Bartimaeus,
they will receive a Bartimaeus kind of intervention.
Goliath,
the
king of Judah.
Goliath,
the king of Judah.
Hashtags.
Open your mouth, open your mouth.
Line, 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 line.
Yes. by the power of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Two more prayers. Invisible powers.
I want that I mean.
Binding me in one place. You don't understand.
Oh, you
business stagnancy.
Career
stagnancy. Marital stagnancy.
Invisible power. In Jesus' name we pray. Many things are taking place here. Those who dress have been blocked. The roads are being opened now. Yes. Ben.
Marital roads. Physical roads. Spiritual roads. Academic roads. Career roads, business roads. That have been blocked. They are being opened now. They are being opened now. It's a sister here.
There
are 10 different stones.
Okuta mewa
your abdomen. And sometimes you feel them smashing each other. They've been taken out one by one. This is number 7 prayer. Number 7 prayer. Giants!
Oh, they are
opposing my bedrooms.
Don't talk to an ajabi.
Can you shout in the holy anger?
Congratulations.
Let's share the grace of fellowship.